one over. The visit was Miss Daisy. I caught her on her porch, went by to see Miss Bessie and see if she could arrange a little session with Miss Daisy, and there she was out on her porch. So we walked over together. And this is Tuesday afternoon, the 20th, the 13th, the 13th of May, 1969. Tuesday afternoon, 13th of May, 69. Miss Daisy on her porch. Now, it's scattered. We never really got started. Keep seated. Don't move now. Don't move. I just brought you something.
You brought me something? Now look at it. Don't ask him what it is.
It won't hurt a thing.
You know I've been teased so much.
You don't open it. That's the way it is. That's what you do with it. Hmm? That's ready to go right there.
Open it?
No.
You don't open it?
No.
What do I do with it? How am I going to say it?
Well, that's it. That's it. Now that's something, you know, I've been trying to get rid of newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends, yes, sir.
And, Jackie? No, no. She was going to bring you some, Bessie. She talked to you.
She talked to you?
Yeah. And she's going to bring these down here. She forgot it. And this is what you do. You roll them up like this.
And then you burn them, just like logs.
Yeah.
Fire.
Thank you.
Oh, now that's just a sample, you see. Just something to go by.
This is a nice way to keep them.
Yeah. Nice way to get rid of them, isn't it?
Nice way to get rid of them.
Let me tell you what I did. Some people come over there last summer.
Your little cookers, you know, what you ordinarily you put
charcoal in. You know what? They just crumpled up two sheets of newspaper, just crumpled them up, set them on fire, you know, let the big fire get out of them, and just put a steak on top of that griddle, and it cooked that steak. Them two, just the coals from, I would believe it if I hadn't seen it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Meyer. I couldn't know what that was. Rolled up through my eyes.
Alan sleep?
No, when Samuel come, he was not in.
Well, come in and sit down.
Thank you. That's right. Get your dog straight now?
Yes, sir. He stays here now. You
see,
that baby got old to him. That baby boy?
Yeah.
He can't get nowhere.
Yeah.
He rocks that dog and he sang to him. He go up on the house and he finished. I said to him, yes, we got enough dogs. We don't need that dog. Yes, we do. We need this dog. Grandma said, well, what? I said, what can he do? I can play with him. It ain't none of that damn dog. It is my dog.
How that, Alan?
Yes, Alan, yeah.
Alan. Well, now, that's what that little dog, you know, that little dog was the scariest dog I saw.
And he still is.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't know what has happened to him. Well, he's just as scared as he can be.
Oh, he just flinches, you know, just like somebody.
But Alan, he loves Alan. Alan can get him anytime, from anywhere.
Well,
see, I don't play with dogs.
You don't play with them?
No, I don't play with no dogs. I feed them and try to put some water away and get some like this. That's all.
You just a groom, like the horses, you know. You don't ride them, you just a groom.
That's
right. Well, there's the many things to do besides take care of pets. I don't know. That's what they're saying. They're getting some good melons over there.
Should they get more of them? No. Who would stuff like that?
I can't Too much work to it.
Get you and your tractor out there and your cars, and that's all you need.
That's more than I need. Yeah. That's telephone. And for you?
No.
Nobody called me. Well, that's because that boy took his time getting in there.
Demon.
I don't know who it is when it rung. Quick as I could get to the porch, I called you. I know it's yours.
Last thing I want is a telephone call. It's all just bad news to get you in trouble. Somebody wants something.
Yes.
I'm just going to say, you know, it's on the way, gently.
Me? They say we don't take no paper.
Well, who takes that paper?
That paper up there?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Which paper? We don't take no. Which paper?
There's two papers up there.
Up there at the house?
Mm-hmm.
I take the core, but I don't know. I don't take another paper.
Take what? Yeah?
The core. Pitch booth.
They take one. I know they wasn't taking no paper for a while.
Wasn't
I know
it?
I don't take none.
Well, I'll have to bring you my papers then. I get them, stack them up. I don't read them. There's too many of them.
Thank you.
You know, if they'd get out of paper once a week, I might read it. You talking? You got it talking.
Nobody
in
the
world here would
need to take me a while to get him. If he
here. Yeah.
If he ain't here, well,
then I'll go back and tell
him. Yeah. Oh.
You don't work on
Tuesdays? No, sir, not hard. I'll go to work tomorrow. I'll work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah.
And Saturday.
Saturday?
Yes.
Well, most people don't want to work on Saturday.
I don't mind. If I got anything to do, I'll do it just as willing on Saturdays as I will Monday.
Well, now, you've seen them.
Yes.
You've seen them. Most people just don't want to do anything on Saturday.
Oh, no. Most people won't work on Saturday.
Well, when is James worked?
Huh?
He works on Saturday.
James, sorry? Yes. He works on Saturday. He used to work Saturday and Sunday, but they don't work on Sunday now.
Or they close.
They close on Sunday.
Well, that's what it seems to me like. He's going around all the time. Every day I see him.
Every day you see me going somewhere, he ain't working, is it?
Well, you know, he's on that truck out there. I guess he's working. Yeah.
You don't go to work till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then, now this time of evening, he's going after the help, ain't he?
He go at him at 4,
don't
he? Like that.
Yeah.
He's about 4.
Yeah.
I ain't seen him since he left this morning.
He's been on this side. He ain't been back.
Miss Daisy, what do you think about all Miss Bessie's improvement for them? Why?
I'm going to paint it. Get up there on that ladder and paint it.
You going to paint it?
Yes, I will pay.
Take a lot of pain.
He's going after the dog.
Oh, is he out of the house?
Yeah. Yes, sir, I sure think. Sometime this summer.
Who's yeah. that guy? Huh?
Dog just needs it. But he'll need it worse than this for days, it's out of pain.
Ain't there wouldn't be much trouble, would it, painted?
It'd be lots of trouble for me, Mr. Miles. I can't paint. I can't get up and sit down on that. What you running in here like that for?
Coming in at one time.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, I got the beans on the fire. I better go.
Better go get them. Huh? If they there wouldn't be much trouble to paint this, would it?
No. For somebody that can paint.
Not even too old.
Even. Just to try to get up there. Too old to just get up there. Paint this house. Especially since she can't paint her house. I thought it doesn't need it bad, but it needs worse than this for days to try to paint.
Well, you don't have to climb, just paint what you can reach.
Well, that'll spoil that up. That's what you don't paint. You'll spoil the look of that clean.
Yeah. Where you? All right, I'm going to leave this man. Granddaddy can reach high. Let him do the high.
Yeah, but where is Granddaddy? Granddad don't stay here long enough to do nothing.
He'll check in one of these days.
He sure will, Mr. Miles. He'll be here one of these days.
He'll sit around and eat and get energetic and need a job.
Read. Make like he's reading. Sometimes he don't be reading because I look at him. I say he's fast asleep.
Yeah.
Looking in the book, dead asleep.
Yeah.
When they got home, they had a shower.
Yeah.
They went to get branded. And everybody else that I know, they had something to do. Clean yard or do something else. Size one. Great. But the children look now, they don't have no children.
How old was you when you started working in the garden and doing things like that?
I was grown, but I was young. I always liked it to do things like
mm-hmm.
that. Still like, well, I used to grow flowers and gardens and planting things. I'd get in the ground, and there wasn't nobody about planting it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take my hoe and do it.
Oh?
Work by the day, too. And work when I come home.
Mm-hmm.
But these young folks in the kitchen, they give up.
Did you have a separate garden for flowers or plant them or just right
yes,
there in your regular...
Yes, I had flowers in my yard and had my garden outside.
Yeah. Well, now you could plow your big garden.
Just plow the garden.
Yeah.
Plow. Because if I couldn't get it plowed when I wanted it and grass get it growing in, I'd get my hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd get a new one plowed.
Yeah. How early did your garden come in?
Well, I always plant my garden, my winter garden. I plant my garden in October.
Mm-hmm.
Turnips, rutabagas,
mm-hmm.
beets, things like
that. That was your winter garden.
Then
you had some greens all the time.
All the time. Well, then in the spring, I start planting my beans, peas, and things along about the middle of April. Then I have peas and beans. I'll plant them like this. I plant some now. Well, later on, about 2 weeks maybe, I'll plant some more.
Mm-hmm.
I'll space them like that. So
yeah.
I just kept them coming.
Water them all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do your roasting eggs like that?
I plant my corn in March.
Yeah. This is just mixed. This is mixed, uneven visit tape of Miss Daisy on Tuesday the 13th of May, 69. Tuesday the 13th of May, 69. Channel 1 over 185. Channel 1 over 185. Just some nice little touches, but mixed and not very good. Tape, maybe I ought to throw it away. On Tuesday the 13th of May, 69, Channel 1 over 185. Now, this is a visit with Robert. I'll put it on this miscellaneous reel. On the way to town this morning, I stopped to visit with him. I thought I might he might commiserate with me. He's always held a bag, and it seemed like I have to, too. The 9th. Wednesday the 9th of July 69, Wednesday the 9th of July 69, this is Channel 1 over, between 190 and 195. Now my point to start with was that Roberts all his life had held a bag. I had a little experience with that myself, although I tried to get away from it. He's got plenty of cases, but none of the local cases. But one thing he does, it's short, but it's the germ of Mark Twain interruption.
The same way that I've had a guy, that the only thing there is that if somebody really wants to go into the cattle farming business with you, or there, would be that some county agent would know somebody that was real good and could put in $1,000 or put in some cows or do something of that nature. Of course, they figure now a Gainesville City policeman or county cop wouldn't have enough time to devote to raising cattle on your place. He would have to devote most of his time to his work. And what you want is somebody that'll come in there and work and try and make the thing go and earn enough money by making the cattle grow and doing the farm chores. Really, you want a farmer is what you want.
Yeah. You don't have a farmer anymore in the old sense of a man that can make a living. They're all working for wages now, Robert.
Yeah, I know that. But there are some people who still, a few, who still believe that they can make a living on a farm. And without any subsidy, they can't, but they still think so. And you're not getting any subsidy from the government for not growing any corn or any wheat or anything like that, I don't think.
No.
I don't know. But if you're looking for somebody that to go in and farm with you, I mean, as far on shares, as far as the cattle are concerned, you own the land and you own a certain number of the cows, and they put in a certain number of cows, and but all the feed and all the repairs, the tractors and all those things, and the amount of gas that's put in the tractor, that's all kept account of and divided and 50-50, we'll say. And when the cows are sold, why, the profit they're from would be divided up 50-50.
Well, now you see here, anything that goes on, you always hold the bag.
Yep, that's the reason I'm down there in the shop now. I sent a telegram. I'd have to go in the house, but for 6 weeks now, a friend of mine left here. He was thoroughly disgusted. He left four pieces of property, but he distinctly left two pieces of property with me for sale. And I have been trying to get a hold of him. I've sold both of them, Guy. Now, I don't have anything, as far as he's concerned, in writing, except that I had a deed. I got rid of that, put the money in the bank. I had a contract for deed signed, and I sold that piece of property. Put the money in the bank yesterday, and I sold his house. He has no house to come back to. He has no home to come back to. He walked out of it. I cleaned it out, even to his shoes and his clothes. And he don't know a damn thing about it, see? But do you think I can get a hold of that bugger? I can't get a hold of him. I've even had the police out west looking for him. Every time I send a telegram or I send letters, general delivery where he's supposed to be, they come back unclaimed. I just send a telegram out there, out to Western Idaho. I don't know, but I've done all this. See, I'm the one that's got the monkey on his back. I'm the one that's holding the damn bag, and I'm the one that's doing the worrying. He's out there having a good time. I ain't even doing a damn thing but worrying. See. Look, when I sell a man's property for $25,000 and I turn it over and the people are already in there living in it, I want him to sign a damn deed to it, Guy. But that's it. I've always done things all my life. I've always accepted the responsibility for other people all my whole cotton-picking life.
Why not?
All of it. I mean, the multimillionaires. I had a multimillionaire. She was worth $13 million, and her French maid came down, and she called up, and she wanted to see me. I went over. Her French maid, Yvonne, came down, and she said, "Mr. Smith, Miss Newbold is in bed. Come on." So I went up and saw her in bed. She said, "Smith, I'm leaving for Europe tomorrow." I said, "Tomorrow?" She said, "Yeah." And she said, "I have the plans here," she said, "for this house. I want it all renovated. I want it made into a French chateau." And she said, "I want it completely furnished in Louis XV or French provincial when I get back." She said, "Now, look, the architect will be here, and he'll get in your way." So she said, "If he gets in your way, just tell him to take a vacation up at Newport. He likes to go to Newport. He's one of these society architects." So she said, "He gets in your way. Well, just send him to Newport when you're building the house." Oh, Jesus. Guy, I had a $70,000 renovation job for the house. I don't know how much the interior cost. I don't. And I did that damn house and got the whole thing finished. And she came home. And while she's over in France, she got sucked into buying some things she thought were antiques. She did buy some antiques, but some of them weren't. And I had a fight with her on that, because the custom officials always relied on what I said. If it was an antique, it was all right, and if it wasn't an antique, they accepted my word on it. And, you know, you can bring things in for duty free if they're 100 years old or they haven't had more than 10% restoration.
Oh.
But you can't bring in a fake. Well, the people in the customs department really don't know whether they're fakes or they're not. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, but they're not experts on it. They're not in that field. Ruth has a thing she wants to show Faye, where her mother, years ago, early 1900s, maybe the late 1880s, I don't know, anyhow, her mother gave lessons, music lessons, 10 lessons for $5. She's got a card. I mean, a real fancy card. Ruth is going over a lot of that stuff last night.
Mm. Oh, she's going through
a lot of old antique letters and things. But anyway, I've always accepted. Well, what the heck, Theodore Roosevelt President, former President Roosevelt,
yeah,
would send me an order to make a chair or do something and send it to some nephew or niece or some one of his children, and he would never see the damn thing. I'd pick it out and send the damn thing and send him a bill. And the crazy part it was, I'd send him a bill at Oyster Bay, well, like on Monday, and heck, I'd have the check back before I thought he would have a chance to get it. I couldn't understand. That man paid bills faster than anybody I ever knew.
Well, now, you take these fellas around here, like Tommy Boyd and Lucius, whatever his name is, and just any number of them. They never accept responsibility.
Mm-mm. Tommy Boyd's going to work as an electrician now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's... Well, if he's through watermelons, he ought to be through packing watermelons. But as soon as he was through packing watermelons, he was going to go to work to learn to be an electrician, electrician's helper.
Uh-huh.
He's through or tetrars.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not telling you any story. His father-in-law told me that, so it must be pretty straight.
Yeah.
And I think less of your friend down there in Evanston today than I thought of him yesterday.
What's he done now?
Oh, he's no good. He is a positively... I said yesterday that bastard would do anything for money. Anything. I don't give a damn what it is. He'd do it for money. Money is his almighty God, that's all. He is about as useless as the tits on a boar hog. The old farmer said. Here comes my wife. But he is no good. I don't know how you get along with him.
He stalls and stalls and stalls and never makes up his mind.
If that isn't, he's stalling so he'd do you out or something.
That's right.
Is he going to cut down those beds in your pasture? Level them?
Well, he'll always cut at them. I don't mean level them. What'd you see there? What happened the last thing?
Well, he supposed to reported old Sarissa over there for driving an old truck without a sticker on it. The state highway patrolman caught him.
Oh. Well, somebody ought to have reported him. I reported him once.
You reported him on his, on the, which, on the...
And the traffic man wouldn't even come out here.
On the Chevy?
Yes. I told him he had that thing down there, and he didn't...
It was in your name yet, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't blame you for reporting him on that.
And even after that, I reported him.
Mm-hmm.
And told him the thing, it was sitting down there, and he's going to be driving it, and he oughtn't to be allowed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they caught him the other day, I believe. Now you left him. He was going to go to the inspection station anyway with it. He bought a new that old. Well, I don't know what kind of a truck it is. He's got a Chevy or Dodge.
I don't know. Let me tell you. He was working for Freddie at that time, and I told Freddie about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe Freddie, you know, would see it from my side and speak to the boy. And he didn't. He took his side. He says he hasn't got nothing. And he just drives on these back roads. And he's careful. Now, that's what Freddie told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, well, he wants the boy to come up here and work for him.
Well, when Suresh quit working for him, why, then he did report him, I believe. I don't know. I just don't like Freddie Wood. Period. I don't like the boy at all.
Robert,
I was thinking. Man and his wife the other day up there, last week. And Schweikert came along and he saw my truck backed up there and he stuck his head in the door and he spoke to me to let me know that he was there, and he also spoke to the man. He wanted to know if this man was busy. When you see two people talking, three, see people talking in a back room when you stick your head around there to make it noticeable that you're there. You know damn right well if there's three of them there standing there talking together, they're busy. Especially when the truck is backed up. So he was minding somebody else's business, and he's finagling. He has somebody guy that wants to come, he says, wants to come to Micanopy, who has a lot of money, and if they come to Micanopy and buy in Micanopy, they'll give him a lot of work, and by that connection, why, he will make quite a bit of money.
He's always got something.
And he was trying to Harry Evans up there, you know, that old post office building, the old bank building. Well, I was in there talking to Doc and Marie Evans in the back room. And Schweikert is always trying to buy that building. And I told him that Harry didn't want to sell the building. And Harry has repeatedly told me that he didn't want to sell the building. And so when Wade Schweikert got out of there, he said, "What does he want?" I said, "To guess that he still wants to buy this building." And I've told him repeatedly, "You don't want to sell the building." He said, "No, I don't want to sell the building." He said, "He'd have to pay me a good bit for it," because he said, "Where am I going to put this stuff? Where am I going to store it?" He said, "And another thing is," he said, "it won't deteriorate or depreciate that much," he said, "while I'm away." I said, "Well, that's what I've told him." But I said, "He's going to come back and see it." He said, "Well, the answer will be the same." But he's trying to do something to get this man, whoever he is, some advertiser or somebody to...
Now that's he's well up above these boys, I'll tell you, like Comic Boy and
sure,
like that. But it's the same, almost the same thing. You see, they've got a gift, they got a trade, they're useful, and what they want to do, you see, is make something out of
it. Did you say Lucian Wood?
Well, I just named him.
He's sorry too. A woman. He offered to buy a house up there, so the woman gave him back his money last week.
Now that's the end of the little visit with Roberts on Wednesday, the 9th of July, 69, or Wednesday, the 9th of July, 1969. And this is Channel 1 Over, round 385 to 90. Channel 1 Over, round 385 to 90. And the end of the visit with Roberts. Roberts, I said, you've always held the bat. Now, this is Granddaddy, Ben Wright, on the porch. I came back from the store on Tuesday, the 22nd of July, 1969. I had on my uniform, but ordinarily I don't tape. Granddaddy doesn't talk too good. His voice doesn't care too well. This is Channel 1 Over, around 395 to 400. Tuesday, the 22nd of July, 69. Granddaddy on his porch. He had started out in this most unusual way, that the Lord would provide... Well, at one time that was pretty good money.
I know it was.
Up until last year, so.
It was good money. To me it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now you tell me that again. You think how'd you say that? You think the Lord will? How'd you say that?
Yeah, He'll make a way for you. You just trust Him. The way it is. Treat folks right and nice and everything. And I never been in no trouble in my life.
Yeah.
Never had a scratch on me. I nobody never put down on nobody.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Never been inside a jail house in my life.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Never was a witness. Won't find my name in that courthouse in the United States.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Old folks have treated me wrong when I was an alien.
Huh?
Folks have treated me wrong, but I was ahead with it.
Yeah.
trusted in the Lord.
Didn't make a fuss about it?
No.
What's the worst treatment you ever had?
To myself. I ain't to my own self.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Tell it like it is.
Well, anybody ever beat you out or something?
No more than I gambling a little bit. Beat my little money and I beat them back.
Yeah.
I'd pay back.
What sort of gambling did you do? Poker?
I never did like to play no poker. I never know nothing about that game. Never did like it, never did try to learn it.
Yeah.
I like this old skin game. You know what that is? Yeah, that's what I liked it. I could do that pretty good.
What's too. That?
Gambling.
With dice?
Never shot no dice. I like to turn them off. You know about that, huh?
No.
You don't know about it. I can't tell you nothing about what you know about it.
Cards?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. I was pretty smart with them things.
Yeah.
I would.
What do you play for?
50 cents, a quarter, a dollar, anything you want to play for if you got that kind of money.
Well, what do you do with the cards?
You shove them in there and set them down and sell them. That's the cure. Well, if you want to, you cut them off. Cut that top one to the bottom.
Yeah.
And then you go to turn them over. Put on your money and then the bets on.
Yeah.
Then you go to turn them things over. Reckon somebody gonna fall.
Yeah.
Gonna turn off somebody.
Yeah.
I turn off your card. I don't know.
Yeah.
I turn off mine, you don't.
First
man come first, that's the man. That's the man done lost his money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Play all night?
Sometimes it would. I've known the boy to play all night. Four or five. Dollar and a half. One man trying to win, all of them staying there.
Yeah.
That's true. Carry on Saturday night, you know.
Yeah.
You go to eat those fish fries and stuff like that. Things over there, so we go to camera. You know. Have a time in sometime Sunday morning.
Nothing
to it. We just like it and have a little money, just stay there too long.
Yeah.
But nothing else to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good time. That's the best time, right there, Saturday night. Yes. Well, now, did you get up and go to church next morning?
No, sir.
Not them days.
No, I wasn't going to no church that time. In your church. Go sometime, but not regular.
Not regular. You didn't give it too much thought.
No, get it like it is.
Yeah.
And my wife be to church. I go to church with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I first met her, she belonged to church.
Yeah.
But I was out in the world.
And then you went with her, but it wasn't your idea.
I didn't enjoy it. Sure did.
Yeah. Well, what do you think it is, Granddaddy, that sort of changes your view of that?
Well, I tell you the truth. She was at church one Sunday night, a little old place called Rochelle, Georgia. And she stayed for night service. And me, or 7 or 8 of us, down there in the woods, gambling, and after started church, we all quit and went to church. And I called. And we got there, my wife in there, she was down praying. And one fella said, I can tell from the way that won't pray. Her heart is mean as hell to her.
She didn't know who it was. He didn't know who she was.
No. I put him in the thigh of my sister.
Oh.
I said, right on church line. I said, don't you say it again. I said, that's my wife. My wife. And I give her any damn thing she wants. She throwed up four pants. Say, I didn't know, mister. I'll never do it again. So that's all right. I said, don't never do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I got at my wife. Then we got home. So don't be down praying like that for me no more. Folks think I'm mean to you. And I know, I said, no, you ain't mean to me. They were just don't ever pray for me like that no more. The revival is going on.
Yeah.
Get that check at that time. And so, one morning, I was sleeping by myself. I was sleeping in one room. And her and the baby were sleeping, and we had a small kid then. And I wouldn't tell you the truth, Mr. Miles. I'll tell you the truth. That one morning down, just about to break a day. The servant got to ease me up just that way.
Oh, really?
In the bed. And I got up out the bed to open the door. And I didn't want to go out the door. And I fell behind that trunk. Behind the door there, just like you throw your head out there in the floor.
My granddaddy.
I did. And I couldn't get up from there to save my life.
Yeah.
And I called her again. She said she heard me when I first called. And I made it try to get up again. And that thing is going to come eat me up.
Oh.
And so, Reggie, she come there and knelt down side of me, side the bed, and put on around my shoulder. And she prayed for me. And I could get up there just like you get them over at that door.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. She said the same thing.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And I ain't done that since. He was telling the Lord something about what to do for me.
Yeah.
But all she was telling him, I don't know. I don't know, she said her prayer for me.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord heard it now, she did too.
Mm-hmm.
And she can do that now. And you know, it's not good to fool with God's little ones.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. You have to be prayer sometimes.
Yeah.
He's a prayer hearing God. And he will hear and answer on his prayer. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
I believe that. So I've had experience of it.
I have too.
Yes, I've had experience of it. Yes, he's a prayer here now from God.
And that wasn't on a Saturday night. That was.
That was Sunday. And I told her about that. And I was getting at her about praying for me like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
One night through the week, I was getting out what night it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that thing got on me.
Yeah.
And I want it all for me, too.
And you were sleeping by yourself?
Yeah.
And Daisy and one of your little children was in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he's a prayer here and announcing Lord.
Well, did that make a difference?
Yes, sir.
At that time?
Yes, sir.
You changed your mind right then?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. And I haven't been head up in the church since I joined the church.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But some of the others has.
I don't know about the mother. About myself.
Well, they in the church, they used to get you up when you misbehave.
I know.
They used to do that.
I know.
I don't know. They still ought to, I guess.
I think so. But you're not as freaky as you were.
No.
That's, it get right on your 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. Well, on Saturday nights now, when it come to go out and have a little fun, you still had a little urge to go out and...
I didn't go. Yes, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I was finished with all that stuff.
You had enough of it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I joined the Christian band. And I'm not tired of it yet.
Once you join the band, you don't, the rest of it don't ain't as attractive as it was. But that's hard for the young ones to see.
Oh, yeah.
You think they all might as well just go ahead and sow the wild oats a little while?
Well, it's time for old things. Well, some people stuff the wild corrals in the younger days.
Yes.
And some of them get to be full-grown men and women. And some of them get to be old folks. Fully considered, there is a God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The time comes. And you'll be there to roll for decades.
Mm-hmm. Hi, boys. Mm. You had dinner?
Mm-hmm.
You had dinner?
One minute.
I believe I had to go up and get a
sandwich,
get a little bite to eat. Yeah?
Yeah.
We wasn't up there, was
we? No, I wasn't. And nobody else from down there, I don't think, but them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind it, do you?
We haven't had any rain, we've had bad weather.
Well, did you see the man when it stepped on the moon?
I just sure did.
You did?
Yes, sir. You?
No, sir. I didn't see him. They told me he stepped on there.
Yes, sir.
How far did he walk?
Oh, he walked all around there. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. He walked, he walked with a light step.
With a light step?
Yeah. You see, up there, you know, he don't weigh much.
He don't?
No. 1/6 gravity. 1/6. See, a 100-pound man up there would just weigh 12 pounds.
Oh, my soul. How to do that?
So, if you got to reduce, that'd be the place to go, wouldn't it?
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm just wondering how to do it. To leave here, weighing 100, and to get up there, to get it down to 12.
Yeah.
Well, now, when he come back here, what'd he bring? 100?
I guess so.
Oh, my soul.
Yes, sir.
That's news to me.
Yes, sir. That's a curious thing. I'll bet you that's something they didn't all foresee. They've been talking about them getting to the moon so long.
But they didn't figure that when they got there, they could also make pictures of it and send them back. Now that's, I bet you didn't, they didn't calculate on that.
They did.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Pictures of it and send them back at the time. Just live pictures. Something, ain't it?
It is.
Yes, sir. Miss Liza would have had something to say about that.
Yes, a plenty.
Yes,
sir. Get up. Get out of those.
Yes, sir, she would.
Sure, Mrs. Liza.
Yes, sir. Every morning she come by.
Hmm?
She come by every morning.
Yeah. Then she'd come after dinner and she'd sit there and we'd chat and chat. I miss her coming up that lane.
Yeah.
So much.
You could hear her halfway up the lane.
Yes.
She here coming.
Hear.
I kind of, when I, before I knew her very well, I'd think, well, she talks too much, you know. She just talks all the time, but she don't. She Liza. She let you talk all you want to.
But when she gets started, she's going to finish up.
Yeah.
Then you could come on in and go.
just one Liza. I'll bet you they miss her over that little church, too.
Oh, I know. And there's nothing like it was when Liza was there.
Oh?
No. Not a chicken on the yard. Not one. Chicken yard is screwed up and reeds high that there cedar tree.
Oh.
Didn't do that when Liza was here.
Yeah.
Liza had chickens, had eggs. I'd buy eggs from Liza plenty of time.
Uh-huh.
Now they don't ain't got nothing to eat.
Yeah.
You know, time brings about a change.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
You don't have to turn your hand.
No.
It'll just come. Yes, sir. It's getting here.
But how is pig crop this time?
Huh? Pig crop? All right. Go up and get some.
I think I will one day.
Well, you better not wait too long. This is the tail end.
Yeah, and this here weather finishes them.
Yeah.
This kind of weather. They don't last long.
They don't last. Well, they put them all out at one time, and what's on there got to ripen.
And that's right.
And as soon as they ripen, that's all.
That's right.
No, sir, there's no two ways about that. We're going to have a pretty field over there, Mr. Daisy. Oh, okay.
That's the end of this little visit with Ben, Granddaddy, Wright, and Miss Daisy came out at the end, and she talked about the moon landing. In the background is that big tractor, Frank McCray's tractor. Boy was putting in the seed, started raining right there on the porch, and when I got over in the lane, it had raining so much that he had stopped and pulled up under the tree. He couldn't go on any longer. The seeds were sticking to the board. Well, this turned out to be, well, that tractor is what is roaring in the most of the tape. It's that tractor over there in my front pasture. And that was Tuesday the 22nd of July, 69. Tuesday the 22nd of July, 69. This is 760, Channel 1 over, 760. Channel 1 over, 760. Tuesday the 22nd of July, 69. Granddaddy and Daisy.